Empowerment and Participation, Part 1. Empowerment. A commitment to the empowerment of young people is a high priority for effective youth AOD services. The ways in which power is understood have important implications for practice and outcomes. Thus, articulation of a philosophical position on power is essential. Australian social work academics Karen Healy and Bob Pease have argued that an oppositional construction of the powerful worker and the powerless client discourages the use of power by clients. Alternatively, Pease recommends Foucault's understanding of power as distributed or diffused throughout social networks and groupings. This approach still acknowledges that power can be unequally distributed, but does not imply that redistribution of power requires or involves its transfer from people who are powerful to people who are powerless. Rather, redistribution of power can occur in a variety of ways, including, for example, strategies that help the less powerful to recognize the power they have and to use it more effectively to meet their own goals. Within this model of distributed power, practitioners clearly occupy positions of greater power than clients within social structures. Such acknowledgement is critical to the ability of practitioners to work with clients in an empowering way. In youth AOD work, the therapeutic relationships that young people form with practitioners and environments in which they participate are designed to work as microcosms where empowerment can be experienced on a small scale to inspire understanding and belief about what can be achieved in larger life. Empowerment involves a sense that choices or alternative courses of action are available for the purposes of negotiating one's way through life and minimizing the harms that may be encountered along the way. Empowerment requires that young people have access to the material, social, and cultural resources required for coping and thriving, are aware of their freedom of choice to participate or not in the programs and activities offered, are enabled and encouraged as much as possible to make decisions for themselves about all aspects of managing their lives. This approach demands that workers consciously let go of any inclination to control immediate outcomes and to allow young people the dignity of risk, including the risk of making mistakes. Experience more control over all aspects of their life. Rather than being entirely buffeted around by events perceived as outside of one's control, empowerment involves a sense of being the driver of one's own life. Feel confident in the support that is available to them should they make mistakes or need help. It is important to acknowledge that for most people, not just our client group, this sense of being the driver of one's life does not necessarily mean being fully independent. Rather, the intention is to create a healthy interdependence between the individual and others in their environment through closer connection with family, friends, and community. Are able to participate in the community and to receive the benefits of this participation. Experiences of inclusion and reinforcement for participation help build a sense of agency, which is a key element of empowerment. Have a sense of aspiration and optimism about what it is possible to achieve in life. Aronowitz has argued that envisioning the future is central to the development of resilience among at-risk youth.